This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That's right. That was flawless.
That was flawless.
I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything.
Live from West Palm Beach.
Cool place. It was real. I was looking at their YouTube this morning while I had it on, and I was like, man, now I wish I would have gone.
Well, I mean, I don't think we had the option. No, I absolutely would be in West Palm Beach. But appreciation to Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors, getting those fellas out there for some spring baseball. Man, it's I'm getting the feel, man. Mm-hmm. I'm getting that feel. Unfortunately, the rain is being a hater. Mm-hmm. The game today rained out Astros Marlins, but we'll still talk to Adam Spillane, Baseball Spo, who is also in West Palm Beach with all of the festivities. We'll talk to him at 11:20. Today. But yeah, man, baseball, man. We're getting to that space. We got some baseball this weekend. You watch any?
Just checked in. But how about Spo? You know, he was watching tape on the plane over there, man.
Watching college basketball tape on the plane out as well.
What is going on? Have a Bloody Mary or something, man.
Nah, man. Ball don't stop for baseball Spo.
Yeah.
Baseball Spo, basketball Spo. Mm-hmm. I mean, he got a little football Spo in there too, if you're looking for it. Like, mm-hmm. Spo is all over, man. All these five fellas doing some great work, and it's going to be fun getting to hear about everything from their perspective all week long.
And I will say this, because it's going to tie into our show, promise. But how was your weekend? Because it was
solid
busy
weekend,
from
man.
What I saw.
Solid
yeah.
weekend.
It was busy from what I saw.
Got the triple play. Mm-hmm. I'm calling it Reggie's triple play, like Deion's double play, like mm-hmm. the 30 for 30. I was able to hit all three of my stops on Saturday. I think I'll give you a little bit of passing thoughts from mm-hmm. Those various locations later in the show as well. But yeah, shout out to the Cougs getting the victory. Shout out to Area 45 for the anniversary party that they had. Got to watch the main event mm-hmm. of the card in Saudi out there. And then got to get out to Shell Energy Stadium for Dynamo FC Dallas. That one, unfortunately, didn't go the way you wanted. But
started out okay.
It did start out pretty fun
yeah.
Outside of the cold and rain.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. But we'll talk about that. Later on in the program, let's talk about some baseball. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not just excited for it. I want to talk about it, especially because there's a lot of things to be excited for. And another thing that we had no anticipation that we should be excited for, but it came back again. And it feels like that's been what this offseason has been. Like, there's just a lot of points of intrigue and mm-hmm. excitement for this team. And another one popped right back up. We're revisiting a place that we already were, because Nolan Arenado, third baseman for the St. Louis Cardinals, at least for now, seems like there is a conversation that has re-sparked between the Astros and the Cardinals. And before, earlier in the offseason, there was a deal in place, to get a trade done so that he would be the next third baseman of your Houston Astros. And Nolan himself used his full no-trade clause that he has vested as being a veteran in MLB to say that, no, I don't want this to go because of the particular timing. Mm-hmm. But it seems like there's a possibility that maybe that could go forward. Are you in? 713-572-4610. That is the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Is this something that you're interested in? It's not done yet. I did see some people like, whoa, let's do it. We're getting Nolan Arenado. Not done. And honestly, if you listen to Chandler Rome of The Athletic, who covers this, still somewhat of a long shot, which tell me if you've heard that before.
Yeah.
But are you in on just the basic premise of third baseman Nolan Arenado coming to the Astros?
Yeah, I'm 100% in. I think this is good news for the Astros. That goes beyond just adding potentially adding Arenado to the team. Because clearly, the Astros have been sort of planning to do this all along. I mean, I think it's clear. You know, the whole Bregman thing, he was never going to be here. A lot of people said that, including our own Adam Spillane, who we're going to hear from today.
He was right.
Yeah, he was right. They never had any intention of bringing back Bregman. So what does that tell you? Well, it tells me two things, that it's they're reengaged. Number one, Jose Altuve was always going to go to left.
We've gotten enough evidence that I think we can put that one to bed. Jose has said it like immediately after the season. The coaching staff came to him. Espada has the same recollection of the story. Came to him and asked him, would he be willing to move to left? And, of course, Jose, always a team player, was like, yeah. And so that's what led to this experiment. It was not an accommodation for the possibility of a return of Alex Bregman. This was always a thought. Now, that's going to be another thing that we have to watch this week. Thankfully, those guys are going to have their eyes uniquely trained on it because this is the time where we're trying to see if this is at all tenable. And we got some things this week that make you think, hey, left field, Jose Altuve in left field. Ugh. We'll see how that continues to go. But yeah, that was always going
to
be the case.
But to me, that's the good news, because if it was always in place,
is it?
This means it is. Well, it's better news.
Okay, there we go.
It's better news. Maybe not the good news, it's better news. Because if it was always in place, he probably went into the offseason with marching orders of, hey, this is what we're thinking about. And obviously, they had to have a discussion. He seemed to be warm to it. He may well have been working on the outfield all offseason.
I mean, he better have.
I'm saying, but you know, this whole concept.
Jose Altuve, the consummate pro that we know, if he did not work it out,
let me correct that. He was working.
Okay, what was I about to say?
We kind of make it seem like they just thought about this last week.
Right.
It been a conversation longer than we thought.
Yeah, and you're right. Altuve, of all people, like, they have this conversation going into the offseason or early in the offseason. You know, he's working on it all offseason. That makes me feel a lot better. Because I didn't know, we could have speculated, maybe he has, maybe he hadn't. But if they had had this conversation, and it seems like they did, that means he's been working on outfield all offseason. That puts him ahead of the curve a little bit as they come into the spring. You know?
As much as he can be. Like, this is the
but it's better.
It is better, but ultimately, like, that's what we're trying to figure out early on, is how tenable is that particular move. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, like, the third base situation, I find it interesting because maybe that is the way that they are hoping to possibly fix second base. Because second base, it's official, man. We're going in with this position being open for the first time in over a decade, maybe a decade and a half almost, where second base is not a foregone conclusion as to who's going to play there and what kind of production you'll get from that spot. And it seems like, you know, obviously we've talked about Mauricio Dubon holding a lot of that space. Luis Guillorme is obviously a very strong possibility there. You also have Brendan Rodgers, who was brought in, who you know can handle that spot defensively. He can do very well there. Guillorme actually probably maybe even better defensively at that spot. You've got some people there that can hold it, have the possibility of holding or at least platooning in some ways there. How much does that change if you move Isaac Paredes there? And now, like, not only are you feeling confident or at least comfortable with the defense. I mean, he is a solid defender.
Had a little bit of a step back.
Right. He's not an incredible defender, but I mean, some of the guys that you're considering there aren't incredible defenders either. However, the bat, the comfort of having that bat, in addition to bringing in a Nolan Arenado who is going to man defense defensively third base and then also still bring another bat. It feels like all of these moves, right? All of these moves are trying to maximize their lineup and make sure that you have as many bats as possible. I mean, Jose Altuve has actually said that, I believe this weekend, that, hey, as long as I'm in the lineup, that's all I care about. It seems like they're trying to maximize the amount of bats, and that absolutely would give you fewer of those easy outs in the lineup, which feels like is the whole idea of the, you know, kind of musical chairs that they've been doing with this team in the outfield.
And that leads to the second thing that I think this is good news. I think it's good news with Altuve. He's been working there, etc. I think the other thing is, I think this team becomes, if this deal comes to pass, I think this team becomes a contender. We can talk about defense at second base or whatever, but it does two things. Let me show you. I've always been a little bit reluctant about Dubon playing full-time second base.
It seems like the team is as well. Yeah. They want him to be that utility guy that they feel like that's the biggest value that he brings to this team.
I've been very sort of, you know, skeptical about it, because you're taking away the utility aspect of his game. yes, he would play second base. I don't know how much of an upgrade it would be offensively. And part of this, if he goes to second base, there's going to be some politicking you have to do because he's. You were texting us this weekend, like, this poor dude. It's like, hey, you're going to second base. Oh, no, you're not. Hey, you're going to second base again. You know, that kind of thing.
And I would hope that they're, like, them, they're not learning these things as we are. Yeah. So I'd hope that they're having continual conversations with the players. And it seems like Isak, I imagine that they would have already pushed him on the idea that, hey, this is something that we might have to have you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine that he would probably be relatively open to it. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know how much capital he has, emotional or otherwise, with this club to be able to come in and be like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I did feel for him a little bit looking up and be like, hey, man, at least from our perspective, looks like that man's getting jerked around.
But if it happens, look at this lineup. Two things. Number one, the offense. You would have Altuve, Paredes, Yordan, Walker, Arenado, Yonner Diaz. That's your top six guys.
Yeah, I was like, I don't see. I haven't spotted an easy out yet. In fact, I haven't spotted a particularly a player that you are excited to pitch against necessarily.
Yes,
if you're an opposing
pitcher.
That's
your top six guys, and then you go Chaz, Jeremy Pena, and Jake Myers. Okay, I can live with that. You know, see what kind of year Chaz has. You know, Jeremy Pena, same. Pena would be your number eight batter. Yeah, I'm just putting my lineup up there.
Sure, and I mean, I think that it's a relatively fair lineup. Yeah. I think obviously you can, and anybody can pick any lineup that you put up there, unless you're rolling out, you know, a crazy particular lineup where, I mean, maybe the Yankees considering the money that they spent.
But then also defensively with a bunch of ground ball pitchers, you can talk about what, you know, what happens at second base, et cetera, but you're better.
Particularly your top two, Fromber and Hunter Brown.
Yeah, but you're better. Defensively, there's no question. I mean, you got the gold glove
at the very least in the infield.
Gold glove at third base. Pena, we know what he can do. Walker's an upgrade at first base.
100%.
And Paredes at second base would be maybe not, you know, gold glove, but you know, he's had some struggles, at least from what I saw, more so at second base than third base, but still, you know, at second base, I could live with that. Your defense becomes better, your offense becomes better. I'm telling you, this team, especially in the AL West, is heavy favorite. And a contender like we didn't expect to see this.
And the thing that clearly matters to this organization, whether they want to explicitly state it or not, is the cost of anything, right? Like, the cost of anything matters in this. And that's one of the cool things about the Nolan Arenado part is that it seems like, the at least with the previous iteration, when they had a deal in place, it seemed like the Cardinals were willing to take on, I think it was like 10 to 15.
I think it was 20.
It was 15 to 20 mil.
Yeah.
And don't forget, I believe the Rockies are still paying off some of that contract as well. So you'd be bringing him in at a pretty discounted rate. I think it'd be something around $15 million for a season. And that's really damn good pricing, like really affordable for a player of his caliber, of his magnitude, that you know is going to be a very good defender and that's going to bring a pretty solid bat to the lineup. The big hurdle right now is just making sure that he feels comfortable enough to say yes. And this is when we revisit the last time that you were in this circumstance and when he vetoed it. Apparently, what was, according to reporting from The Athletic, what Arenado, at least what we believe, was the holdup, right? He was unsure about multiple factors. I imagine one of the big ones was, what is this team trying to do?
Yeah.
Because right about when he was going to get traded, they go and they trade away Kyle Tucker, who is, I mean, one of the best young players in the league, right? And I imagine that makes you go, huh, what are y'all trying to rebuild? What are y'all trying to do? And also at that point, as a third baseman, trying to find a place to land, the big third base, you know, domino had not fallen in Alex Bregman. Those two things have been cleared up a little bit. Bregman has found his place. And now also, I think you can absolutely look at this Astros team and see, no, they're not resting on their laurels. They're not taking necessarily, or they're not necessarily trying to take a large step back. They're trying to remain competitive. And I imagine that is now what you have to then go to Arenado with and like, hey, those things that you were worried about, it feels like we've given you answers there. So what's it looking like, big boy?
Yeah, no, and basically they're saying the window is open and we're going to keep it open at least through this year. Now, here's the risk, and tell me what your thoughts are on, because there is going to be a risk. Arenado's 34 years old, and his numbers have gone down. Exit velocity, all that advanced stuff seems to be pretty significant in the past year. Then you got to trade something, man. I mean, they're not giving him to you. They're not giving him to you. You got to trade something, and you already are trying to bolster your farm a little bit. I mean, it could be Bryce Matthews. Could be a Melton. Is Cam Smith off the table?
Yeah, Cam Smith's off the table. Yeah. I don't know how large the get back is going to be, because remember, like, Nolan Arenado does have this no trade clause, and he's been out there all off season as well, right? Yeah. I think there's been reporting, if memory serves me, that the Yankees, who would you imagine would be one of those potential third base landing spots, have not had a level of interest in acquiring him. There's still, like, there's not a lot of, seemingly at least, there's not a lot of suitors. It doesn't seem like there's a market necessarily. And he seems to want to play, you know, meaningful mm-hmm. baseball games, something that the St. Louis Cardinals are not situated to do this year.
Right.
So I think that that also adds a little bit of pressure where it's like, hey, I understand that y'all want some get back, and you're probably going to have to get some get back. But that dude wants out, and if he gets to that point where he's like, yes, I will waive my no trade clause, mm-hmm. then I think you still have a level of leverage against the Cardinals to where you obviously are going to have to give something back. You know, there's no such thing as a free lunch, I guess, mm-hmm. in this instance. But I imagine that it's not as hefty, and it'd probably be a lot more palatable considering, I mean, we spent 15 minutes talking about the various reasons why this would absolutely be a great addition. In fact, from the 832 on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, they said, if you add Nolan, they'll definitely be in the ALCS. And then somebody else texter throws up this idea. Do you think Dubon, Singleton, and cash considerations gets this done?
I think they want to keep Dubon.
I mean, I'm sure that they want to keep Dubon.
No. I mean, I think they'll have to look elsewhere. But
you think Dubon gets knocks this deal over?
I think they're going to, you know, try. That's what they're negotiating. They're trying, sure. And I think the Cardinals would want a younger player, a major league ready player.
Singleton at 33. I don't know.
Come on, come on.
I mean, he is in the best shape of his life.
Is he?
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what he says. And honestly, this seems like one of those things that you can actually document. He says that he's lost 25 pounds and there's other dudes. Yeah. It's not just him accounting it. It's always the self-report that you have to be worried about. Yeah. Somebody self-reporting anything.
Aaron Rodgers said the same thing, man. Yeah. A bunch of oldies said the same thing.
But that man, he says that he's working out like four hours a day, and the dudes in the clubhouse are, you know, also, you know, vouching for it. So it seems like he is in the best shape of his life, or at least he's in a significantly better space.
Okay, so
can he play?
But they're not going to trade for him.
Well, that's a question I can't really speak to unless we get him on the diamond, because it wasn't that, hey, man, that dude is, I mean, well, some of it is, hey, being able to move a little bit more comfortable. Yeah. But for his big issue was, can you lay off of these off speeds? Right? Like, can you lay off of these? Because that's really
what's going
to
change.
Right. Are you going to make contact? I think those are the big things that we need to figure out. But yeah, Arenado out there, again, labeled as a long shot by reporters, but another interesting will they, won't they, it's the will they, won't they offseason for the Astros. And we'll see if that how that continues as spring training continues on. West Palm Beach, the fellas are out there. Spo, Sean, Seth, all out there. In fact, we'll talk to Baseball Spo at 11:20 later on in the show. But coming up next, the Rockets had a back-to-back this weekend. Got a win against Minnesota. That was fun. Unfortunately, lost the second night of a back-to-back, which is a trend for them this season. Mm-hmm. Why has this Rockets team been so poor in second nights of back-to-back? And what would you possibly do to fix it? 713-572-4610. We'll discuss it next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He has hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez.
It is what it is, means nothing.
And Reggie Adetula.
And that, my friends, is a scorigami.
Always live, always local.
713, what's the damn numbers? 572-4610.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio.
Yeah, happy Monday to you. It is in the loop on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. Always get involved with the program on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line.
Texas Hammer!
713-572-4610. And also, shout out to Mokarum Injury Lawyers for providing us with the live streams, both on YouTube and Twitch. Always, you can get involved with the program, see what's happening here in the great city of Houston, Texas. Shout out to the fellas out in West Palm Beach, though. And thanks to Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors for sending those fine fellas out there. Unfortunately, no baseball getting played today. However, I am excited to see if and what the results are of something else that's supposed to be happening, which is a Lance McCullers live bullpen. Because that is the place where whenever we hear any level of update on Lance McCullers, you have to take it with a grain of salt. So, like, I like the idea of seeing it with my eyes, or at least through digital spaces, that he is out there and actually throwing towards the possibility of the supposed return date of late April. Because that's going to be huge.
You know, Lance McCullers throwing a live bullpen is huge news. I mean, that's a huge step. And you and I were talking off air. It's not like, you know, you don't want him to succeed. The reason I'm cautious about it is because it's not necessarily throwing the live bullpen. It's how he reacts and what happens after two live bullpens.
Making sure there's three no setbacks and such.
Because we've been down this road before.
Yeah, because there was times where he was throwing from the mound and all that stuff, and then it was some setbacks.
Yeah, that's the setback is the issue. So we'll keep an eye on that.
All right. This is kind of a setback that happens every time there's a doubleheader, which kind of stinks for the Rockets, considering that they've had, three in a row thus far, dating back to before the All-Star break, and they will have another doubleheader tomorrow night and then again the night after on Wednesday evening, because I think tomorrow night is the Bucks, and then after that I'll have to circle back and give you a answer to it. But, yeah, and then the Rockets on back-to-backs. In fact, specifically when you look at the back-to-back that they had this weekend, Friday got Minnesota at home, and they handled it. 121-115, a huge showing from Jalen Green. Great game all the way around. I mean, we can talk a little more about that, but I really want to more talk about what happened on Saturday when, obviously, It is fair to note that they went from home and then they had to go on the road to Utah at mm-hmm. altitude and play against the Utah Jazz. But that's not a good basketball team. No. And they lose 124 to 115 in that game. In a game, mind you, where the three guys that you had, because, I mean, you had a lot of guys who were missing from this. I know that Steven Adams didn't play. Tari mm-hmm. Eason didn't play. Obviously, Fred VanVleet still didn't play. But, you know, so the three main guys that you had, Alperen Şengün, 27-12. Jalen Green, 25-10. Amin Thompson, 22 points, 9 rebounds. Like, you got the raw numbers, mm-hmm. but the defense looks poor, and they lose to the Utah Jazz, and they have just been really poor on the second nights of back-to-backs. Without any rest, I believe they're 5-8 this season.
Which is awful.
Why is that? Because when they do have rest, they're a good team. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously, you can tell. They have a winning record. They're 35-22, and if 8 of those losses come with no rest, just imagine. Mm-hmm. I mean, that means you have to account for 16 other losses elsewhere all the way around in 57 games that they've played, right? They have been good except in these moments, and I'm wondering, like, what do you believe contributes to these really problematic games on the second night of back-to-backs?
Well, this is going to sound sort of counterintuitive, but I think the fact that they're young actually impacts that as much. You know, you would think, okay, older guys, back-to-back, it's harder for them to respond. But the thing about young players is that they're invincible, right? You know, they believe themselves to be invincible. And, you know, so maybe they get a little tired. You know, first of all, their habits don't change on a back-to-back. They're in their hotel room gaming till 2 in the morning or whatever, or they go out or whatever it might be. And they come back, they don't have shoot-arounds. They got in, I think, at 2 or 3 in the morning to Utah. Didn't have a shoot-around. Young players need that. They need that, if nothing else, just for game planning and in matchups and all that stuff. They need that. And they also maybe don't respond to the coaching as well, you know, when they're maybe a little tired. They settle. They settle for jump shots. And their shooting has been atrocious on these back-to-backs. You mentioned Şengün and Amen had good games. Well, those guys are at the rim. They either finish at the rim or they're close to the rim.
That's actually something interesting. I had to find an opportunity to talk about that because finishing at the rim is a particularly it got to me. In fact, mm-hmm. I was blowing up B. Scott's phone. Appreciation to B. Scott for being my sounding board. Mm-hmm. Just about a frustration that I've had with Alperen and finishing at the rim. But, I mean, those guys, in theory, yeah. But, yeah, the entire – like, there's a number of factors that definitely go down when they have no rest. One of those things being their effective field goal percentage. So just, like, being able to score – on 0 days rest, it's 49%. In every other circumstance, besides like one, you know, things that have like really, you know, mm-hmm. really small samples, like a one game sample. And when they have 1 day's rest, their effective field goal percentage is 2 points higher. Mm-hmm. When they have 2 days rest, their effective field goal percentage is 3 points higher. So literally,
they settle. That's what I'm saying. Like they'll settle for a jump shot more often. They're on tired legs.
I'm not sure if that's entirely it. No, although but they, I think that does taking, that is part of
they're,
it.
They're taking more jumpers. So clearly even the numbers say they might settle more. And so that's why it's like even younger players don't know how to, you know, push through, figure out the game plan in their hotel room, go to the ballroom, whatever, and get it done. I think it actually affects them, but their shooting percentages, with 0 days rest, you just alluded to them, you know?
Yeah, there's that, but then also there's turnovers go up. And it feels like also the rebound rate definitely goes down. That's another thing is offensive rebounds in particular. Mm-hmm. I think they actually still rebound at a relatively high rate, but they don't offensive rebound, right, especially early on in the season. That was huge for their offense. And I think still now, getting boards and getting second chances, especially if you're not going to be a great shooting team, mm-hmm. which this team isn't, getting rebounds and having second chance points, and that lowers. Mm-hmm. And so I think that you are right that This is the mental aspect of being a young team that's not able to lock in and focus. And in fact, Ime Udoka was asked about this. In fact, here if you can listen, just listen real closely and see if you can hear what Ime Udoka thinks about the question itself when he was asked about the youth of this team.
Coach, the Rockets have a young and talented team. What has been the biggest challenge in developing these players, and what aspects do you think will take them to the next level?
Consistent competitiveness and taking a jump in the IQ department.
You hear the little snort?
Yeah, taking a little jump in the IQ department. That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. You know, they just don't, they're not complete pros yet. You know, and I think that has a lot to do. They gave up 68 points in the second half to Utah.
Yeah.
68. 37 in the fourth quarter. that's a team that, oh, we're tired. Well, maybe next time, you know, and not getting the job done.
Yeah. Text line, not a bad point also to mention. Tari doesn't play back-to-backs, or he seemingly hasn't, especially down the stretch here with some of the injuries. Steven Adams frequently, in order to manage his minutes and such, he usually doesn't end up in some of those situations. Turnovers, missed layups, those types of things mm-hmm. show up. But I do think that a lot of that can be brought back to something that Ime, he seemed like he was unimpressed with the idea, hey, this young, talented team. He's like, nah, I'm not trying to hear that. Mm-hmm. What I want to see and hear is a team that is not just young, but is getting better and becoming more aware of the things that they need to do, being hustling. I mean, there's been multiple times over the last, I don't know, week or two, yeah. in fact, where you've seen Ime Udoka take a timeout because he is ticked off that these guys have not stayed locked in. So I think that like that mental development is necessary there. And I guess I'll ask this question to make this a little bit shorter here. Do you feel like what we've seen projects well or poorly for playoff success in this particular year? Because one thing you can say is in the playoffs, you're never going to have these back-to-backs.
You're not going to do it.
Man. You're not going to have these yeah. back-to-backs where you have no days rest. However, the idea of remaining locked in moments that become tough, although this is a team that has 20-plus clutch wins, mm-hmm. right? Wins where it's tight in that final 5 minutes. Do you think that that bodes well for the idea of like their playoff success in this season or the other way, I guess?
Yeah, I think the real answer is yes, but not – I don't mean to waffle.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it bodes well in terms of like they're not going to have the back-to-backs. But at the same time, this is a team that is not accustomed to playing the same squad four, five, six, seven times in a row, where you know the adjustments are so intense, and the smallest things that a young team maybe won't focus on slips through the cracks. So I think both things are very, very much a possibility.
Yeah. So I'm interested to see, like, again, they have another back to back coming up,
and then another one next week.
Yeah, that's right. Like they're going to continue to be challenged on this. It's almost like when you're watching a coach run through drills and you don't get it right. They're like, run it again. That's what it feels like the Rockets or the NBA yeah. is doing for the Rockets. Oh, y'all can't get the second night of a back-to-back? Run it again. We'll see if you yeah. figure
get
it out
this time.
Get
your ass back out there.
That's what I'm saying.
We ain't leaving until you do it right.
Yes, yes. That's what it feels like. And they'll get another chance at that tonight, obviously, or not tonight. Tomorrow night, they will have the Milwaukee Bucks. And then Friday night is when they will get back after it and trying to see if they can figure out they're back-to-back. Friday? Wednesday night. Yeah. I want it to be Friday so bad, apparently. It's just Monday.
Hey, we just got started.
We just getting going here. And we're just getting going here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Someone said, also, what the hell is wrong with Fred? He's dealing with the ankle injury.
I know.
He's going to also be huge because he's one of those guys mm-hmm. that helps settle them and helps keep them on task with that veteran presence. But, yeah, interesting to see what's happening with the Rockets there. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into our question of the day, which is inspired by my particular love of candles. What's the least macho thing that you do? 713-572-4610. We'll discuss it next.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
All right, let's get into the question of the day here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. The Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line is 713-572-4610.
The Texas Hammer!
That fits because that's a macho man, at least in them commercials, yeah, Jim Adler.
He's holding a big giant hammer.
Sledgehammer.
Which, I mean, shout out to, what's his son's name, Bill? Brian?
Poor Bill. Poor Brian. Whatever his name is.
Apologies to that man because he feels so much less macho mm-hmm. next to his pops. I don't know if it's just the tenor of his voice or whatever. Is it the male pattern of baldness or whatever?
He's trying too hard.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, what's the least macho thing that you do? 713-572-4610. This comes up because, you know, I was texting. Actually, this started because of y'all. Y'all, I appreciate it. Yeah. It feels like after the Super Bowl trip, everybody's been like real mixy.
Yeah.
Everybody's been a lot more mixy.
Yeah, we seem closer now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys were keeping up the text line all week, or the mm-hmm. you know, the text, the group chat rather. And I don't know what inspired this, but you and Sean started going back and forth on your candles.
Remember, it was on Friday, I want to say, Thursday or Friday, mm-hmm. somebody mentioned, Sean mentioned he had the Dolly Parton candle.
That's
right.
Yeah,
and then I had
right.
And then Lopez had the Stevie Nicks candle.
Keep so it right you, by my bed.
So you sent the Stevie Nicks candle in the chat to like, hey, confirm, hey, this is what was there. He sent back another candle, and I called you both dorks, as I want to do. And he was like, well, you know, I said, I have more candles than that mm-hmm. at the house. And he said, I'm
waiting.
What
do you do?
I sent a picture. I got a whole bunch of candles. And I feel like that is where then you mm-hmm. decided to call me not macho,
well,
which I will wear.
No.
Because I love me a candle. I love me some smell good, man.
For the record, I am pro candle. Like, I don't mind candles. I like candles, whatever. But you, this dude's had 40, 45 all around his house.
I'm like, me? I don't, all right, you might, not 40.
It's pretty close. I said, you might have a problem. It's I not mean, the candles per se. It's that he has so many. And it got me thinking about, you know, the question of the day. What's the least macho thing you do? Now,
well, mine is probably actually one that Seth or that Sean mentioned earlier. Lotions. I got the good smell, good lotions. But I substitute that instead of having colognes, because I'm like, okay, the lotion does the job. Now, it'd be crazy if you do the smell good lotion and then put some cologne on it. Top. That's insane.
That's me. Yeah, man, that's me. I like smell. I'm not crazy with the smell good lotions. I got a few, but mine is cologne, man. Like, gotta have my cologne. It gotta smell good, man.
Mine is I prefer women's shampoo.
Oh yeah,
I love women's shampoo.
No, that's you just being smart. What you gotta understand is that there's a men's tax when it comes to like hygiene products. For some reason, they think men don't like hygiene, so they got to put it in the gray bottle.
Yeah,
and then they give you an upcharge.
Shampoo / conditioner.
That's
what,
right.
What are we even doing here?
That's right.
Yeah. That's just trying to go. Oh, I'll get that. I can do them both at once. No, I prefer women's shampoo. Now this one I'm not real particularly proud of, but I do it, and I don't know if it's
macho
thing or
be
not.
Be proud.
No, I'm not. So I get up in the middle of the night because I'm older, and I go to the bathroom. Oftentimes when I get up in the middle of the night because I'm half asleep, I just sit down to pee.
Nah, that's just reasonable. Yeah. That's responsible. Yeah. Someone on the text line also agreed, said 281, usually sit down to urinate in the morning. Mm-hmm. I'm always tired, generally just easier. No, it's right. Like, look, you're not going to miss if you get to the rim, right, in a way, right? Like, if you're taking a...
yeah, it's usually dark.
You're taking a 15-footer, we might need to clean up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's the issue here, because you also are married for the time being.
Yeah, for the time being.
much to the chagrin of your, like, you know, your actual actions sometimes.
And you'll hear about that during confessions as well.
Oh, again?
Yeah,
again.
Oh, man.
Yeah, again.
That poor woman.
But she gonna send them papers by the end of the show.
She would absolutely send some papers if she wakes up, walks into the restroom, and then sees a mosaic.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you better sit down.
So one of my sons does this literally every day, and I think it's in the category of not very macho. He takes baths every day.
Oh, that's
he what, never takes
what is he a
shower.
French aristocrat?
I don't, that's what I'm saying. He never takes a shower. He takes baths every day.
Every
he,
day. That's, I he's that's a lot. Every
does he
day,
put like
man.
Does he put like bath oh, salts yeah. oh, in there?
Yeah. And oh yeah, for sure.
Lights
yeah.
a candle.
And the
has
other
a glass
son,
of wine.
Yeah, now I ain't do the glass of wine. Like that. But once in a while, after a hard day of work, like physical work, you gotta take a bath with the Epsom salt, all that stuff,
I
man.
Can't
sometimes you
the
just
last
gotta
bath.
Soak.
I can't remember the last bath I took. He takes one every day. Now, the other son...
That feels like... I don't know. Is that actually slower? But in my mind, it feels like a bath is just so much slower.
You're sitting
so much
slower.
More timely.
You're relaxing. You ain't trying to hurry up and take a bath.
You're sitting in your own soot. You're
but it's hot water.
Laying in a pool of your own... So
you're relaxing though. You hot water. That's like getting in the jacuzzi. Like
no,
you ain't trying. You ain't trying to.
And you know what you do after you're in the jacuzzi? You take a shower.
I hope you do.
Yeah, you take.
Yeah, of course. That's a little different.
This is a moment where I would like to interject a PSA.
Yes.
Y'all better not. All y'all people that are like, I took a dip in the pool and thus I took a shower. No, you did
not. That
did
not count. Yeah, that did not count.
Clean your nasty ass up.
So let me ask you about this. The other one that my son does, and he's good at it. Like really, really good at it. He makes flower arrangements.
Oh, see, no, that's just good business.
That's a hustle.
Because you know what that helps
you
with?
You came out the hustle.
Your lady.
Yeah, oh, big time.
Especially, hey, man.
Like, they're awesome.
Floors cost money, man.
Yeah.
So if you could do that for yourself, I imagine you cut down the cost on it. No, I feel like you can make that macho. Mm-hmm. You got to know how to work it.
You can make it macho.
100%. On the YouTube, Magic says, going to the Dynamo game Saturday and having to buy a $60 blanket to wrap my legs around because we was cold. Yeah, it was chilly out there. It sure was. Does that count as not macho because you got to wrap your legs up? All right,
it depends on how cold.
Were you wearing shorts? Mm-hmm. If you were wearing shorts and you had to wrap your legs up, I guess it was just poor planning.
Nah,
if you was wearing jeans, come on, dog.
But see, you got to man up, though, man. That's like when it rained outside. A dude can't walk around with an umbrella, man. You just got to.
Oh, we can't do umbrellas?
You just got to throw the hood on, man.
I don't do umbrellas.
That's not my.
I mean, I don't, but hey, I feel like I should have the leeway
unless
to.
Unless it's a golf umbrella and it's a downpour.
Hey, that's not my
big umbrella, though.
Yeah, you just got to walk in the rain like a man.
Got to be a man's umbrella. It's got to be a man. Yeah. How do we feel about mani pedis? We've gotten a few of those.
I'm 100% down for them.
I don't mind them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, you just taking care, like, it's taking care of your hands and your feet, you know, make sure that they work well. I think it might have been Mike or one of these hoopers that was like, nah, I'm taking care of my wheels, right? Like, these are the things that I work on, and so I'm taking care of them. And to that end, man, make sure that it all feels good.
And I think, honestly, I don't know if a lot of people realize this, but women love a man with good, like, mani pedis. Type thing,
I think
man.
You're right. I think you're right.
Like that, like you can't be walking around with no dirty fingernails, man.
Sandpaper hands.
Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah. Like a car mechanic.
Somebody said John uses Garnier Fructis. I just imagine John doing the shower commercial. Yeah. Okay, that's a nice flower arrangement.
No, Figgy, he's awesome.
Okay.
Like he makes.
I might have to reach out to him a couple times.
Yeah,
man.
He's awesome. You're
about
at
to get
it.
Him some low key business here. somebody said women's deodorant works better than a lot of the men's. Huh, okay.
Secret does, right?
I think so. I'm not certain.
Yeah.
I might have to look into that. Somebody said, for real, Lopez, buy a lot of flowers, put them in vases for my girl. Can't seem to get them to look good after they go in the vase. Props to him. Okay.
No, it's something that he does. Let me ask you about this. What about going, because this is my other son does this, going antiquing and going and going shopping with no marching orders, like nothing in mind about.
Oh, just like
my middle son just likes to go,
just like window shopping a little bit.
Just shopping. God, I can't stand that. But he does. He does.
I'm kind of the same. I mean, well, I don't like to do that. If I'm going somewhere, I'm going to get something.
Exactly.
I'm not going to the store just with an open mind, man. I'm going for something.
I just don't have the freedom of time. I feel like if I had more time, I'd go and peruse.
I'm not a big peruser. I have to know what I want. From the 832, sitting to pee is where it's at. Well, I don't know if I'd go that far.
Hey, man, look.
That's where it's at, man.
Hey, man, sometimes a nice, comfortable seat is better than standing.
Yeah, this is cool. Like, if you in public, you can't do that, man.
You raise more questions or more problems. Possibly. Somebody said saying you can't use an umbrella but get a mani pedis make it make sense but can't. Yeah that's fair. You're a little inconsistent,
man,
over here, Figgy.
You just you got the ladies love clean hands, man. You can't be walking around with no dirty fingernails, man.
This is true.
And if it is raining and you got an umbrella, you got to give it to her, and then you just kind of, maybe you hold it
for her.
Yeah, you do it with her.
Okay,
you can't be by yourself.
All right, so
with an umbrella,
so you can get an umbrella, but you got to make sure that it's a HOV what? Umbrella, high occupancy vehicle only.
Hey, just watch Coming to America when they try to give Hakeem the umbrella. He just said, "Nah, I'm good. I got this."
And Milner says he gets weekend pedicures.
Good for him.
That's cool, man.
Good for him.
Clean hands.
Is that where he was on Saturday that he couldn't make it out to the Area 45 party?
Oh, he ain't make it?
He ain't make it. Oh, he was the only one, too.
Oh, I thought he was going.
I'm pretty sure everybody else made it out. Well, I don't know if Clint made it out, but I feel like everybody else made it out.
Clint did make it. I seen him in the picture.
All right, my bad, Clint. Didn't mean to put you out there like that. So, yeah, man, I feel like everybody else made it out.
Yeah.
That's tough. Couldn't be me. And then also, somebody said, this is the one where I've been permissive. This is the one where I think my line is drawn from the 409. I have too many pillows on my bed. Yeah. I'm sorry, friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the worst.
Man. Yeah. That's not even good for you. I bet your back's killing you. Just you laying on uneven surfaces and everything. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. All right. That's the question of the day. Appreciate you guys, responding on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Keep it coming in. 713-572-4610. All right. Coming up next, we enter hour two of the program where we will go around the NFL, including Shador Sanders not working out at the combine. We'll talk about that and more next.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.